Belinda and Penguin Random House present this unabridged recording of
Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Dog Days by Jeff Kinney, read by Dan Russell. June, Friday. For me, summer break is basically a 3-month guilt trip. Just because the weather's nice, everyone expects you to be outside all day frolicking or whatever. And if you don't spend every second outdoors, people think there's something wrong with you. But the truth is, I've always been more of an indoor person. The way I like to spend my summer holiday is in front of the TV, playing video games with the curtains closed and the lights turned off. Unfortunately, Mom's idea of the perfect summer holiday is different from mine.
You should really let some sunlight in here.
She yanks open the curtain, and I'm like, Mom says it's not natural for a kid to stay indoors when it's sunny out. I tell her that I'm just trying to protect my skin so I don't look all wrinkly when I'm old like her, but she doesn't want to hear it. Mom keeps trying to get me to do something outside, like go to the pool. But I spent the first part of the summer at my friend Rowley's pool, and that didn't work out so good. Rowley's family belongs to a country club, and when school let out for the summer, we were going there every single day. Then we made the mistake of inviting this girl named Trista, who just moved into our neighborhood. I thought it would be really nice of us to share our country club lifestyle with her. But 5 seconds after we got to the pool, she met some lifeguard and forgot all about the guys who'd invited her there. The lesson I learned is that some people won't think twice about using you, especially when there's a country club involved. Me and Rowley were better off without a girl hanging around anyway. We're both bachelors at the moment, and during the summer, it's better to be unattached. There was these ladies in the hot tub, and I said, "Hello, ladies." A few days ago, I noticed the quality of service at the country club was starting to go down a little. Like, sometimes the temperature in the sauna was a few degrees too hot, and one time, the poolside waiter forgot to put one of those little umbrellas in my fruit smoothie. I reported all my complaints to Rowley's dad, but for some reason, Mr. Jefferson never passed them on to the clubhouse manager. Which is kind of weird. If it was me who was paying for a country club membership, I'd want to make sure I was getting my money's worth. Anyway, a little while later, Rowley told me he wasn't allowed to invite me to his pool anymore, which is fine with me. I'm much happier inside my air-conditioned house, where I don't have to check my soda can for bees every time I go to take a sip.